The 11-page document frequently mentions the Arctic as a region free of conflict and the country's desire to keep it that way. The plan lays out three arcing lines of interest to advance U.S. security, pursue responsible Arctic stewardship, and to strengthen international cooperation. Luke Coffey works on Arctic policy at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank in Washington, D.C. He says the strategy is welcome news, albeit a bit late. He cautions the strategy is very forward-looking, laying out guidelines for future oil and gas exploration and shipping lines. He says only 46 vessels traversed the Northern Sea Route last year.
Compare that to the 20,000 ships that passed through the Gulf of Aden off the Horn of Africa. So we are still a long way before we start seeing some of the sort of maritime volume in the Arctic that we're seeing in some of the warmer climates around the world.
The strategy says the country needs to accede to the UN Law of the Sea Treaty. That's something Coffey disputes. He says the country can operate in the Arctic alongside other sovereign Arctic nations without signing on to the international agreement. The U.S. is the only Arctic nation that has not agreed to the treaty. While the strategy explicitly says security is the number one priority, much of the text focuses on future energy exploration. Michael Levine is a lawyer with Oceana. He says both this administration and the previous one led by President George W. Bush have prioritized oil exploration over the environment. And while he welcomes commitments to combat climate change, Levine says it's hard to balance those promises with promises to continue oil drilling.
We hope that moving forward, this administration will stick to its commitment to get good science and to be prepared before industrial activities are allowed.
That's a dig at Shell, which was allowed to proceed with some of its drilling plans despite not having working spill prevention measures. The strategy says the federal government will cooperate with the state and consult with tribes, which is already policy.
If they don't, I'm sure going to be raising a little bit of noise here.
That's Edward Itta, a former mayor of the North Slope Borough and a member of the U.S. Arctic Research Commission. He says the new guidelines are a good first start, but it's just that. There still needs to be concrete plans developed.
I'm still somewhat skeptical till the funding is going to accompany whatever programs or priorities are identified.
Federal officials will travel to Alaska this summer to hold listening sessions, asking for input on the new policies. One policy may get lots of attention in the state. Without listing any country in particular, the strategy says the United States should work with other non-Arctic countries that show an interest in the region. No doubt those countries have an interest in the vast resource supply. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.